Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23:6. Dear Lord, you are my God, and I will trust in you. Your faithfulness is a shield around me every day, defending me from all the dangers of this life. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies and anoint my head with oil. Your goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life. I know I can walk through this life free from fear because the Maker of heaven and earth stands beside me. You hedge me in, protect me, and beckon me to look forward toward your kingdom. Keep my eyes set on you, Lord, free from anxiety. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining me in prayer. Stay tuned for today's free podcast, Meditative Prayers with Zach Clinton, where you can draw close to God and find strength in Him.
Noah didn't wait until it started raining to build the ark. He was prepared, right? Hi, I'm Matthew Potter, founder of Pray.com. Life brings us the unexpected, and we need to be prepared like Noah. Take your health, for instance. What if you need to see a doctor now, but you can't get in? Or the pharmacy runs out of medicine, like during COVID, or you're traveling and you can't find care? That's why world-renowned doctors created the Medical Emergency Kit. Your kit contains essential prescription antibiotics, ivermectin, and medications to treat over 39 health issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and more. It's like having an urgent care right at home. Be prepared like I am with a medical emergency kit from The Wellness Company. Order online in minutes and your kit will be rushed to your door. For 15% off, visit twc.health/pray and use the promo code PRAY. That's twc.health/pray, promo code PRAY. Again, twc.health/pray.
Welcome to your meditative prayer on fighting anxiety. To get the most out of your spiritual journey, use pray.com every day and make prayer a priority in your life. Again, our goal for today's meditative prayer is fighting anxiety. So stop for a moment and just take a break. Head to an area with a tranquil setting that allows for relaxation. Position yourself in a comfortable manner, and as you shut your eyes, take a few deep breaths. Just close your mind to stray thoughts and prepare your heart to receive from God. Today we'll be meditating on Psalm chapter 23, verse 6 from the King James Version. It reads, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Now let us take some time to just adore God. God, I praise you, for your mercies renew every morning. I worship you because your plans over my life are for good and not for evil. You make the sun rise and set over everyone and everything. With your wisdom and power, you control the universe. I sing praises to your name, for your word is truth, and safety can be found within your house. Let's be real. Life can be stressful. King David was well acquainted with this truth. He experienced rejection and faced opposition from an early age in life. He had to overcome social, cultural, even familial limitations on his journey to the throne. Even after becoming king, David's life was not so easy. His rule was filled with both blessings and bloodshed. He experienced betrayal, desolation, and despair of the worst kind. Yet David praised God and called his goodness constant and unending. In this life, you too will go through seasons of hardship and trials. However, you must not lose heart or let anxiety overtake you. You have an outlet, an ever-present source of hope, the Holy Spirit. Tell him of your circumstances, of the issues you're struggling with. Confess your concerns to God. Cast your fears and your doubts upon him. Now take a moment to just thank God for his blessings over your life. Thank God for guiding you through past seasons of unease and agitation. Regardless of your circumstance, God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. God is so good, he is faithful even when we are not. So thank him for it. Thank God for his continuous mercy and for his help in times of need. Thank him for giving you peace in the middle of trouble, and thank him that this situation is temporary and that you too will surpass it. God is present and he is listening to you. Even when anxiety threatens to overwhelm you, do not give in. Have confidence in God's promises of goodness for your life. Reach out to God in this moment. Ask him for his peace to calm your mind. Ask God to give you faith. Faith to know that even if you don't understand the process, you can trust in his outcome for you. So ask God to steady your heart and to give you the strength to persevere. Remember, God has goodness for you in every season of your life. Even in the midst of pain and confusion, God is still in control and he is still with you. His mercies will always be over you. So take heart and have courage. Face the unknown with the certainty of victory. And be blessed in the knowledge that God cares for you, and he always will. My friends, thank you for completing today's meditative prayer on pray.com. By incorporating this healthy habit as a daily practice, you are making prayer a priority and strengthening your walk in relationship with God. As we close, my name is Zach Clinton from the American Association of Christian Counselors, and we love being a part of your life.